Well, the mission has received no confirmed reports of the alleged abduction of and rape of four women, which includes three adults and a girl, which allegedly happened outside of the protection site here in Juba on Sunday. We were informed by the chairman of POC3 that the four persons took evasive action when they saw men in uniform approaching them. The chairman later said in the day that all females returned safely and unharmed to the POC site, POC3. And then separately, let me just touch upon another incident where community leaders in POC3 reported to UNMISS on Tuesday morning that two different women had left the camp and had gone missing. However, it's on Tuesday evening, the chairman confirmed that the women had, in fact, returned to the protection site.
What action is UNMISS taking in this light?
Well, it's important to add that the mission has, and we've been doing this for the last year and a half to 2 years. We have this in place, and it's an increased protection measure, which is carried out in coordination with peacekeepers to escort women and young girls who want to leave the protection site to collect firewood and other non-food items. So, for example, in the Juba POC, and this is done across the country, but in the Juba POC site, this is conducted three times a week, and it's done on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Chantal, thank you so much for talking to Radio Miraya.